St. George is the patron saint of England. Not too much is known about him with historical certainty, so any facts about the man are actually history's best guess. He was probably born in an area which is now Turkey, in the 3rd century AD. His parents were likely Christian, and George was probably a Roman soldier. Historians believe that he protested against the violent treatment of Christians in Rome, and so he was tortured and put in prison, but stayed a Christian until he was killed. The most famous part of St. George's life is a legend about a dragon. St. George was travelling in Libya when he met a poor man who told him that a dragon was terrorising the country. People had fed it sheep, but now it wanted to eat the townspeople. They drew names at random out of a hat, and the king's daughter's name was chosen. The poor man explained to St. George that unless a knight was found who could slay the dragon, the king's daughter would die the next day. He also told St. George that the king would give his daughter in marriage to any champion who could kill the dragon. When St. George heard this story, he was determined to try and save the princess, and so he rode his horse to the town where the dragon lived. When he arrived at the place, he saw a line of women led by a beautiful girl dressed in pure Arabian silk. The princess was being taken to the dragon. St. George rode faster to talk to the ladies. He comforted them with brave words and told the princess to return to the palace. Then he went to find the dragon by the lake. As soon as the dragon saw him, it rushed from its cave, roaring with a sound louder than thunder. Its head was immense and its tail 50 feet long. But St. George was not afraid. He struck the monster with his spear, hoping he would injure it. The dragon's scales were so hard that the spear broke into many pieces, and St. George fell from his horse. Fortunately, he rolled under a magical orange tree which protected against poison. The dragon was unable to hurt him. Within a few minutes, St. George had recovered his strength and was able to fight again. He cut the dragon with his sword, but the dragon threw poison at him, and St. George's armour broke apart. Once more, he refreshed himself from the orange tree, and then he rushed at the dragon and stabbed it under the wing where there were no hard scales, so that the dragon fell dead at his feet. The king and his daughter were eternally grateful, and festivities went on for a whole month